Well, that you were proficient in mathematics, you were proficient in Greek and Latin and the classical languages. And to Dad's dying day, he could quote Latin as well as he could English almost. But he not only was able to get himself educated through great tribulation, but he had another brother who was pastor of the of Douglas, Georgia, for a number of years, and later received an honorary doctor's degree from Mercy University that Dad sent to school. He sent another brother to medical school who made an outstanding family physician in Cobb County for his life. Had another brother that made a bank president, and he had another sister who had as high a job with an insurance company as a woman could have back in that day and time, and she served her life with that same insurance company. So it was a family of a lot of intelligence. And Dad's background was such he knew how to work with his hands. He just, you know, he knew that very well. And whenever he got out of he was going to train himself to be a lawyer. That was his first ambition. But he had a spiritual experience sometime in his educational years, sometime when he was at Waluski, I suppose. And he felt the hand of God on him, and he had to submit to being a pastor. Well, he came here. Well, and when he graduated from college in 1912, he first went to a church down in South Georgia. It was Mother described it as a place where they had it made. It was a country church, but the people were good to them. They paid them well, and all they had to do was be a pastor. But after two or three years of that, my dad came to Mother one day and said, "Ethel, we're going to go back to North Georgia." She said, "What for?" I said, "Well," said, "I don't know. Can't tell you the exact reason, but," said, "I can't stay here and do what I'm doing." He couldn't find his own personal consent to take his living from somebody else when he felt like he was able to work and do it himself. And that would be heresy among the preachers of this day. But he came back up here, and he told her then, he said, "I'm going to go up there in North Georgia, and I'm going to buy a farm and get a mule." And said, "If the Lord means for me to preach there, there'll be a way for that to happen." And so he came here in Roswell, came back in 1915. And he didn't come just cold turkey. There was a little church here that wanted him to come and be their pastor. And he also had actually, I don't know exactly what the arrangement were of the agreement was, but he was going to augment his income. They couldn't pay anything down there. And his income was going to be augmented by him being principal of the school in Roswell. So he did that. And I don't even know, this was before I was born. I don't know how long he was principal of the Roswell school.